And we're back here at the Mercer County Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and we're interviewing Joellen Kane. She is the daughter of the posthumous award winner Robert Kane. And Joellen, first off, I'm sure this is going to be a magnificent weekend for you and your family.
It has been already. It has been wonderful. Everyone here has been unbelievably gracious, and the fact that I moved away from this valley a year and a half ago, it's like a homecoming. It's wonderful. I've met so many people, and the connections in the valley are still there. They are still there.
And obviously your father made a major impact when he was participating in sports growing up here in the valley. And the fact he's being honored so many years later, it's got to be special as well.
All right, I'm ready to tell you a little story. My father was born in 1915, so his athletic career was in the 1930s. When I was in middle school, grade school, junior high, I found a scrapbook in our desk at home, and here were all these newspaper articles about my dad playing football and baseball and basketball. He had never really talked about it, and I thought, oh my gosh, look at all this. And when I saw the newspaper article from when he was at Duquesne University that said, there's a Kane at Duquesne raising Kane over football, I thought, man, I have got to find out more. And I did, and I am so proud of him. Two of his four older sisters kept scrapbooks on their three brothers, who were all excellent athletes, and that's where that scrapbook came from. And it's from that that I finally filled out the information to get him into the Hall of Fame in 2007. I filled it out. Yeah.
And it's patience is a virtue, as I always
Thank
say.
You. Yes.
Just talk about your dad. What do you remember about him, and what made him unique and special?
First of all, he was so handsome. He was a handsome son of a gun. He was a good Irishman. He was very quiet. He was not one to brag about anything. He was the type of man, though, who I must say, back in the 50s and 60s, when he and my mother would go places or have parties at the house, other women were attracted to him because he was that quiet, good-looking guy that everybody liked. And he was a fantastic storyteller. He was a good Irishman. He could tell a good story. And the fact that, I don't know, we grew up in this valley, I must say, and this might sound a little strange, but he was a Sharpsville fan. He was a Sharpsville native from the get-go, yet he married a girl from Sharon. Whenever Dad and I would be in the car driving to Sharpsville, he would turn to me in all seriousness and say, you know, Joe, we're heading into God's country. Yeah, I don't think he ever really... I don't think he really enjoyed being in Sharon. He was much more comfortable in Sharpsville. Yeah, he played football for his brother-in-law, Red Johnston, for a while. His older brother, Raymond, who was in World War I, apparently was scouted by the what was then the Cleveland Indians years ago. His younger brother, Jiggs, who was a Marine in Iwo Jima and a good athlete himself. Three brothers, but according to their four sisters, Raymond, the oldest one, was the best athlete of them all. But it just so happened that Dad was the one who had the scrapbook, the famous scrapbook.
Now, you've looked at this scrapbook many times. What have you learned about your dad as an athlete from this scrapbook?
Well, I learned that he excelled on the football field. He excelled in baseball and in basketball. He played for Hoyle. If you don't mind, I will tell you another little story, okay? When he graduated from Sharpsville High School, and I find this to be fascinating, Dad missed a whole year of high school with rheumatic fever. Back then, they didn't have penicillin, so they couldn't treat it. He missed a whole year. He went on to letter in all three sports. When he left high school, he had heard about a little college in Ohio, Marietta. Now, my dad, again, being a good Irishman, he could embellish stories, and you probably think I am too, but...
No.
Okay. He had heard about this little college, and he hitchhiked down to Marietta College when he knew it was time for football season. He was a walk-on, and the coach said to him, hey, you're pretty good. Are you enrolled here? And Dad said, no, but I'd like to be, but I don't have any money. And the guy said, well, I can find you a place to live. And Dad said, okay, but I don't have money for books. And he said, I can find you a job washing dishes. So he was at Marietta, I guess, for about a year. But according to him, Duquesne University in Pittsburgh may have heard about him, and they contacted him, and then he went to Duquesne. And he did not stay there for 4 years. I think he was there for a couple years. Again, I asked him one time, I said, how come you left Duquesne before graduating? Not that my dad was a great academician. He wasn't. I mean, the studies weren't his thing. He loved the sports. And I said, how come you never graduated? And, of course, this is a little more personal. He said, well, I was afraid that girl I was dating back home was going to marry another guy.
So
he moved back home. And then he started working for Shenango when Shenango was up and running. And he became a salesman all those years. And he did tell me one story. One time he was down in Pittsburgh, and I think he was, like, in a sports bar. And behind the bar they had a whole bunch of Duquesne athletic pictures. And he said to the bartender, I'm in that one.
Wow.
Yeah. He was just a wonderful, wonderful, good old Irishman, good old father, a wonderful grandfather. He loved a good story. He loved a good beer. He loved to watch sports. That was my dad.
I would have loved to have met him because he sounded like a guy that I would have been a good...
And handsome. Did I say handsome?
Yeah, you're a handsome guy. Okay. What does this mean to you and your family?
This means so much. I wish my grandson, who unfortunately is off to college this weekend, he was named for my dad. He's a Robert as well. Yes, he's a Caleb Robert, and I'm so proud of him. But this is phenomenal. This is so rewarding to know that a man born in 1915 who had his career in the 30s is still remembered. That's a cherished memory. It's wonderful that you've done that for me and my family. They're here. I mean, we're all here. It's wonderful.
How many people are here?
I have six. I've got my cousin who lives in Sharpsville and her husband. I've got my daughter because we flew in from Vermont to be here. And I've got my brother-in-law and sister-in-law from Cranberry. Yeah.
Well, Joellen, congratulations. It's great to meet you. And enjoy the night. It's going to be a special night for you and your family.
Oh, it already has been. It's been wonderful. It really has been wonderful. They told me it would be, and it is. Okay.